Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Rob Christensen. It's great to be here again after 2 weeks, and the precept today is a poem or a prayer will bring on the dare. And this relates to what I've been talking about in the past, the spiritual battle of salvation that I believe very strongly with my heart and soul we're in the midst of. We're in end times. It's our fate for all of us to decide if we can change the Titanic ship before the direction, of course, before it sinks or hits the iceberg, whatever you will. And invisible power has been the title of my website. It's been the theme of all my blogs. And it's about climate engineering. It's about the weather. And it's about the all-out war on all creatures, including ourselves. Created by ourselves, and it's a very difficult war because the secrets are above us, yet it's hard to pay heed. It's easier to look down at our phones. The power that's there, whether it's in political secrets or, you know, the moneyed powers that hide that we don't know about, it's there, and as well as the towers of insanity that radiate all the waves that can manipulate the particles sprayed by jets, the visible secrets, those aerosol trails, not condensation trails, sprayed by jets. So I have a lot to get into today, and I'll just read on here. There's a fairly recent psychology study published in 2017, The Psychology of Not Wanting to Know. It's called the regret theory. How alarming are the results? A mere 1% want certainty and investigation into the reality of passing situations. In short, the closer we get to negative events, the more we bury our heads in the sand. Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org director, attributes this modern-day malady not so much as a given, but as a result of an increasing control accelerating over recent decades by an elite few, moneyed few, who know how to socially program the masses of everyday people, such as me. Thus, in a state of biosphere collapse, this bad news seems to be overlooked by most. The heat wave in western USA is record heat, including more than a week of 120 degree plus temperatures in one location. So you look at a map and it's just a big splotch over the largest portion of extreme Western USA. It's really sad. Where does one find the courage to cut through modern day malady of human behavior? It starts with a poem and a prayer. And I want to say, by the way, that, you know, living in Minnesota, where the weather is probably the best on earth and some other regions out east of Eastern America, it really is hard sometimes because the temperatures have not strayed in record heat like so much of the rest of the world. And so hidden from reality and humanity are the poles where people don't live, where the greatest heat is accelerating this dangerous, accelerating, abrupt collapse of the climate. So it's extremely negative, and that's why it's important to talk about this regret theory. And again, so where does one find courage to cut through this modern-day malady of human behavior? With a poem and a prayer. So, some words from a master, Dane Wigington's discussion on belief systems, since this is a spiritual battle. Discussion on whether humanity is evil by its nature, or is it a gradually learned cultural influence leading to a dystopian worldview? I have to pause a moment and laugh at my desperation. I had this article all about that, and I looked up and down inside the house, and that precious article, I hid it in another treasured place, apparently. I would never want to lose it. And I'll talk on that in just a bit. Also, I'm long-winded. I have a very long-winded poem to express my thoughts and feeling and kind of sum things up. Over the years, I use some of the same phrases from other poems, but I keep revising into these long-winded poems just to get up to date. And it's about being in salvation's battle. And an update on my personal efforts and investigations to bridge the gap between reality and denial. I've discussed the concept bridge in the last blog, whether it's a spider web that spiders build or a people web of streets and overpasses to pass a road or a river. There's just something symbolic about the word web and bridge. Even the bridge game, where we have partners, where we communicate together and try to bridge the gap between what our cards hold and what we think we can do with them. I just had an interruption. Don't mind me. So I just want to share some personal things. I have plenty to share on rejection and rejection theory, just in my personal life. So I should ask the question, can you think of a time or times when you felt passionate about some issue that impacts the quality of our lives, but when you shared the conviction, you were rejected? Well, I'll start with my nephew. Let me click on and find his response. I meant to say just a family member, but nobody knows who he is, so I'll just quote a little bit. But when I discussed my conviction about climate engineering, it was really interesting, his response. He says something to the effect, "I'm also sorry to hear you're grappling with such pessimism about the world. If it helps, you should know that I spent last week at a place called the Aspen Ideas Festival. The attendees were exactly the sort of people that geoengineering types might assume are controlling the Earth's climate, billionaires, etc. I can assure you they are not that sophisticated, but I don't really want to get into it too much with you. Climate change is real, and we should work to fight it. But you'll find it difficult to gain even 1%. Okay, there I go, 1%er. And, you know, that's the disturbing finding of this rejection theory, is that, 1% tend to really deeply investigate the reality of passing situations. So I thought it was kind of interesting how he brought myself up as a 1%er. Now, I respect this family member who's very sharp, very able, has a job out of his home, communicates with South America for his job, and lives a great life out in the mountains of Colorado with his family. So not to put him down either, it's just that at certain points in life, we wake up and change to truth. That's my belief. He's very much a believer in some ways in something like geoengineering, that there are technical fixes to the world problem. But as I argue, the double use of tools blur and become weapons, sometimes unintended, but underneath it all, definitely there's intentional evil on technological tools, if unabated. So I've been on the 99% side, feeling the truth. Indeed, I have. I accepted the idea that on 9/11, Jeff caused the building collapse. In 2016, I did not accept Julian Assange for his truth. But the building collapse, yes, I had doubts, but I didn't look into it. I just kind of said, okay, Jeff did it. In 2016, I did not accept Julian Assange for his truth. That was true journalism, much of what was revealed during those elections. But I considered him negatively for his impact on the presidential race. I'll go so far as to say that fake internet persons that I was communicating with maybe held a chance of romance as I was struggling with my wife and family. I held on to 1%. I knew they were fake, yet there's something that kept me there that just sent me in a downward spiral, knowing that it was fake. And how much money is made, Facebook, on fake internet, where people, you know, it affects the endorphins in your brain, the chemical response in your brain as you communicate back and forth. And God knows who you're talking to. So it really is something to be concerned about. So we need to make, radical transformations so that we can change ourselves to fit into reality rather than falsified reality for a more snug and comfortable fit into denial. So a little bit with Dane Wigington. As I said, and I'll get into what he had to say. I'm reading a lot today, but there's just so much that I don't want to wander off. So it's interesting with the discussion on the safety of vaccines. If you have any point that doubts the safety of vaccines, you're an outcast. It's a stigma. And Dane Wigington says this about that. How many are flying blind on power-structured programmed autopilot? How few, it seems, have any sincere interest in honest investigation of the truth, let alone taking constructive action based on what an objective investigation would reveal? Any individual source that in any way disputes the official narrative is immediately, viciously demonized by all corporate-controlled, thus power structure-controlled sources of mainstream media. The same situation is occurring in society between family members and friends. Oh, and how? Yes, indeed, that's the case. So many are committed to countless conclusions and beliefs without ever having conducted any unbiased investigation, without having any factual verifiable evidence at all to support their beliefs and conclusions. A primary reason, not surprisingly, is that various specific beliefs are held and defended because societies have been specifically, consistently trained to do exactly that. Many tenaciously held belief systems and beliefs and conclusions stem from deeply rooted fears. Because our families, our friends, our coworkers, etc., harbor and dig the same perpetuated beliefs and belief systems that are all too often an immense hindrance in regard to being able to clearly see and to accurately assess the wider horizon. Even when armed with verifiable facts and data, breaking down beliefs that have been internally accepted and embraced and that are held by an individual's family and peers is often all but impossible. Beliefs are mental presentations of how an individual expects or wants things to be in the world. But what we may want, wish for, or expect to be is not necessarily in any way representative of what we actually is. Those such forms of denial may provide the perception of short-term comfort in the end. The avoidance of unpleasant truths inevitably leads to ever larger manifestations of those truths. Pretending a cancer doesn't exist won't make that cancer go away. For some of our most deeply held beliefs, we have no evidence at all, except that the people we love and trust also hold these beliefs. But with all this in mind, it is imperative to reconsider how those in power spin the condition of denial and the discussion of it. The tool to fortify official propaganda and official dictates. Anyone who does not blindly agree with official narrative dictates is labeled, for example, a science denier. Even when and if there is a mountain of science data which actually disputes or opposes the official narrative or dictate, it's almost always counterproductive to confront an individual who is not interested in hearing relevant and verifiable facts. Doing so will trigger an internal defense mechanism deep within the individual, all too often prompting them to double down on their denial, as they then perhaps internally label the would-be messenger of truth as a, quote, lunatic for daring to present information that challenges ideology and unresearched or biased beliefs and conclusions. Evidence that disputes deeply held beliefs is often consciously never heard or discarded, no matter how factually verifiable or indisputable that evidence is. How many in populations hold to the belief that some single individual in a so-called elected office will save them from the darkening horizon? Often, no matter how checkered that individual's past may have been. Well, that's quite a mouthful from Dane Wigington. And believe you me, these were not my words, but those powerful words I take to heart and soul. He has this tremendously clean logic in his words. It's polite. It's not smearing. It's emotional, but yet it's, how can I say? It clears the lens. And let me say this too, about the regret theory. Interestingly, even in anticipating a positive event, we have denial. Let me give you one personal example. I was in a treasure hunt for a medallion, which is so much fun, and it makes your mind noodle and bubble with ideas that often lead you astray. But one clue was clear to me, and when I got to this tree, and it was the clue. So it had something to do with this. Nature does what nature wills and swallows up man's silly frills. And there's another part to the clue, and it was about a fence. Don't fence me in may be your song. Spotting a fence won't do you wrong. Well, in the board discussion, somebody said, maybe that's a tree that swallowed up a fence. And I thought, huh, that's clever. That's a good idea. What did I see? I saw this tree with two pieces of barbed wire sticking out through the middle of the bole of the tree. What did I do? I just stood back in stunned disbelief. It's like, this is it. But at the same time, it was too good to be true. My partner said, what's this? Holy smokes, what's this? And I said, wow, yeah, it's, yeah, let's move on. So, you know, we moved on, and I was within 2 feet, 5 feet of the treasure. And the point of it is I guess it's so, as it was too good to be true, instead of stopping, I, in my mind, felt that I need to look further for other trees that have the wire in it. It, you know, it's really something how the 1% takes over. Here, I guess I'll share my poem. I just want to reflect back here on my outline to make sure things are in order. Oh, yes, I was to talk about this fundamental underlying thing of all that plagues us right now. And, you know, it's a worldview that unfortunately has metastasized, and it's taken over. It's like a form of cancer. In other words, it's as if we have a right to be at war because our human nature is evil. And I would argue, again, that's where the Bible comes in, that, you know, even in those times with the power structure that be, I think some things were misinterpreted, though sacred. The words of the Bible indeed have many sacred moral teachings, no doubt. But Genesis story, well, I'll go into it with my poem, but the point of it is, it seems to paint a picture in Genesis that the evil Cain, the brother that's slain, you know, the question was asked by Daniel Quinn in regard to the Bible, could that really be a story that was given by a tribe, that the tribe of Abel, the tribe of Cain, the tribe of Cain being the farming, the agricultural revolution, the tribe of Abel being the more pastoral, more passive, shepherd type culture. So two different stories clash, and war was invented. So perhaps Genesis, you know, it's a way that it has shaped our culture and thinking to somewhat justify war, to instead of seeing it as the invention of war of a tribe, we'll just kind of dismiss it as the fall of man, of innocence, just some innocence problem, or some individual that did this act, instead of a tribe inventing war with their tools, with the sword and plowshare. Well, I digress. I better take a look at the time here. But the point I'm getting at is I had a document, I savored it, and I lost it. But my discussion that I just had is such that, look, still ancient tribes, even among us today, such as in the Amazon of Brazil or the Pampas of Africa, they've been around before and after the Bible, in my humble opinion. So their mark on the world has not been a destructive one. They live in accord with nature. So there's no end in sight for that kind of life of a human being. These same human beings that live in a primitive tribe, does that mean they're just holy angels? Indeed not. They'll clash and skirmish with other tribes, but the overall culture is one of accord, where it doesn't build to the level of war, to the level of grinding up this earth, But in my poem, I think you'll get it. Rather than explain in prose and in long-winded words, I'll just go with the poem. I put a lot of work into it, so let me click it, and pretty soon I'll have it for you. A poem or a prayer will bring on the dare. In this house of cards, the truth comes quite hard. A poem or a prayer will bring on the dare for action to take traction. Stand grounded, see clearly, well-rounded. Please hear me. Seek credible facts toward incredible acts. A virtue, it won't hurt you. A woman card was dealt, injustice deeply felt. But a system so rigged was Trump's bid that bigged. If tea is a party, then bridge is a club. Not to snub its appeal to the genteel. The bard has played his trump cards. Believe it or not, this pair of fame are partners in this bridge game. They're part of a plot to keep us all tame, or should I use the word lame? They lied with millions to shed the blame. More the opinions, less facts outcame. Political theater of drama preceded by Obama. A line of misleaders too long, where our patriots, brave and strong, clearly seeing, sanely being. Short-term gain for long-term pain becomes the sorry story of old warring glory. A path insane that math makes plain. How can we abstain from living in vain? Open the blinders to painful reminders. Become truth finders. Know the oncoming storm, like an oncoming train, has taken its form with the onset of plague. Pandemic or plandemic? A power structure desperation to hide their evil from this nation. It's biosphere collapse that rules their cards of tricks and traps. Blind we are in fascism's favor, fighting over masks and neighbors. Rather than unmask elites leading traitors, in hallowed halls respected, their secrets undetected. Along with the game of fire and rain, tunnels dig deep below, funnels above that blow. Narrow vision leads nature's collision. Myopic leads dystopic. To bridge the gap of the human trap, endangering all to the biblical fall. An empire too tall among others, threatening Earth, our mother. The Garden of Eden is bleeding. Hell and high water awaits. No, it's now, already our fate. The brotherhood of the grave, the equality of extinction, from James Farmer, a quote. Patriots, be brave. The folly, erase fiction, fueling our addictions, leading our afflictions, overcome them with convictions. Blind order following is not patriotic. It's tyranny that's ruthless and robotic. Programming, ideology, and bias. Clean your lens. See clearly, they blind us. Those are, to paraphrase Dane Wigington, those words. Male or female alpha, amigo and amiga, referring to Trump and Hillary. Where is their omega? The wholeness of being, inegia, we're not clearly seeing. Each half false, half true, dividing the masses in two. What can we teach and do? Be civil more or civil war? Search Dershowitz, Kennedy, for an example. Great lesson, great remedy. Facts were ample. A greatest debate on the vax. Facts on display to make decisions. Civil respect instead of derisions. We have many choices to bridge our voices. Yes, the game is rigged like a puzzle jigged. John and Jane Public, opposing pair partners, in despair they can play no Trump. Taxed by Republic, they are not less smarter unless they have billions to dump. Here is a solution to restore a constitution. It's a story of new glory or dying earth. End story. The sorry story from a serpent allegory. It's hyper playing the serpent allegory. My point again about Genesis is the put down of Eve, as if Eve is a woman, where perhaps, as Daniel Quinn said, let's the Hebrew interpretation, I can't go back there. But my point is, Eve is the temptation for life. It has nothing to do with a woman. And Adam is just another word for humanity's temptation, humanity and the temptation for life together, those two. It's not about a man and a woman, a single man or a single woman, a husband and a wife, maybe in a symbolic sense. Okay, back to the poem. So, again, the sorry story from a serpent allegory. It's hyper-predatory. If 1,000 pieces has a puzzle, the corner piece starts the task. Bring some tea to guzzle, a titanic task for patience ask, connecting pieces to unmask. Mystery transforms to picture, the big picture at this stricture, just as verses light up scripture, or rhyme and rhythm are harmonic mixture. The greatest gap of our human trap, a gate from robbed pillage, plunder, and rape. The corner piece of the puzzle, this largest piece has a muzzle. Its secret, our regret. It's climate engineering, deadly path that we are veering. The keystone of the power structure arch, war unknown by populations. It poisons that parch. It's poisons that parch. Like bellows on a fire, increase on earth entire. Crown jewel, black gemstone of the cruel. The path extremely contrary, such wrath, contractors and military. Jets up high, cobweb sky, invisible power of microwave towers and other devices. Electro smog has prices. These trails fade to cloud plasma that cause disease such as asthma. Tech waves manipulate the clouds to other places. Whiplash accumulates, bad weather chases. Freeze or fry, drought or deluge, this war on all has no refuge. Our human tools of dual use pose as good, hide as weapons. The dooming fools of tech, nature will rule and wreck. Our weapons, nature's lessons. A voice from the wilderness calls, has returned, yet we sleep as earth falls. From non-disclosure, this hidden peace needs disclosure, to say the least. This greatest cover-up of false flag operations, we must now discover, wake up from our libations. From leisure of fun and mirth, to seizure of sun-baked earth, a treasure hunt for truth can restore us to our youth. We need enthusiasm, chasm. Why war against nature? Do snakes eat their tails? Do spiders spin webs to get trapped in their trails? It's war against ourselves that sets us to fail. Nature perceived as anarchy, separate from nature. We declare hierarchy, our ordered nomenclature. Its profits yield malarkey, 'cause nature's shields aren't harm-free. Of its cost, we have no accounting. Abrupt climate collapse is mounting. In which God do we trust? Corrupt gods of money or gracious God of sunny? No need to rattle, no time to prattle. Join salvation's battle. Allow nature to build back bridges to the web of life, or dangle on steep ridges. Life's flow now ebbs in strife. Entangled behavior, unwind, be a savior. Be of those who salvage instead of those who ravage. Out of greed's advantage, the challenge is to balance our malarkey behaviors, anarchy. Quit pointing the finger, nature to blame, our faults that linger, behavioral shame. The Hopi tribe inscribed a zigzag end on rock, that leads from upper psychopath, a path imprisoned under lock. Call it sin or call it wrath, humanity's cancer of insanity. However, the other life path grounded, never say never. An earth without end, the hymnals, amen. Whether prophecy's picture or prophesied scripture, the truth confronts us glaring. A poem or a prayer, a story of new glory invites us to be daring, not against abroad to win. The battle is from within. Stop this nation's occupations, an empire of fire. A backfire halts a forest blaze. Spiritual fire halts those who raise. Firefighters will amaze. Pour on the spiritual water for the future, our sons and daughters. Whole instead of separate, disconnected, we feel rejected. Change ourselves from within. If truth we're wearing, not lie or slyly grin, an easy fit, not caring. Stupid, it's not the economy, it's our behavior, says Master and Savior. A voice calls out from the wilderness, steal its thunder and wonder to stop us from our blunder, to guide us toward that bridge, down from the zigzag ridge of fire and brimstone, destroying limb and bone, even those on wealth's material throne. Steps towards bridge, we close the gap, away from bridge of this knife trap, down to the grounded life path. Prophecy rock is the stone key to bring earth back to born free, thriving and diverse, gem of universe. Tween field generals, the poet sings, war can be no more. On this path we wend, green blue emerald gem, life it brings. Restore what was before, or in wrath all end. The life path route to be, it's the choice of we. Upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all, says the voice from afar, quoting one named Great, for his logic, not his hate. One path grounded, one hath founded, that we belong to earth, not the other way bounded. We're just one strand of life's web, know the joy, its flow and ebb. The earth belongs to us, an upper path not holy, though not to be condemned, because life is roly-poly. It's meant to be problemed. A history of unsolved mystery, the liberty where we go to overcome our ego. To build it up is fine, with energy to find. At some point in time, we can or will leave it behind. Instead, connect the heart to mind, a deeper life, creation kind. So here are some more stones to turn, the stone wall that leads to burn. The lies we justify or hide, ignored or willed from bliss or pride, we head toward the abyss, procrastination of a nation toward empire of fire. The flagstone path of false return, we buy the lies, the truth we spurn. How about 9/11, free fall from the heavens, rejecting out of shock the speed of falling rock. Even without planes, an office fire blamed for building 7/9/11. The Wellstone, one who learned, bridged the gap of two parties, a servant, a spirit hearty, to learn and discern, or learn just to earn, to work and go berserk, just to profit. How do we get off it? This treadmill of our will, endless wants unsatisfied, quality time denied, a zigzag behavior. Moments manic switch to depressive, an addicting path that's regressive. Stonewall panic, truth denied, consequences multiplied. Critical mass, critical thinking may stop this crash in which we're sinking. Miserable gas, exploding methane at this critical pass of endgame. Speeds extinctions in a blinking. Past the tipping point, we've got, all must join, give our best shot, to knock the cover off the cabal, avoid an end to earth and all. Let's bring it home, wrap up this poem. It's time to step up to the plate. Deep within, know you're great. Connected to the whole, not rejected, know your role. Much to come later from Homer on this poem generator. Out of an urge to merge science, religion, philosophy, and art. In a surge emerge, with its appliance, is there a vision that will offer thee a start to bring about a wholeness that heals the broken parts. Guide a route into our souls to reveal open hearts, to release the doubts that hold us from being who we are. Cast out those greedy goals. Stop concealing all the harm. Face the gathering storm that now has taken form. Well, that ends the poem. Hope it was meaningful. It's unpleasant in many ways, but unlike my relative who says, you know, why are you a one percenter? Why are you so pessimistic? Well, no, I'm not pessimistic. In spite of things looking grim, all one has to do is just be yourself, live each moment, not worry about the future, not worry about the past. Be mindful, you know, as those from Eastern philosophy and moral traditions, belief systems, bridge with our Western values and systems. We're learning from those of the first light. And we're learning also from what the Bible says, the parable of the unjust steward, that, again, you know, when you're in to make money, you can be shrewd and sly and fool people who are trusting people and just who aren't ready for what's to happen to them, to be robbed and or tricked into being robbed. So a lot of good people get thrown off the path, not intending to do so. And again, not to castigate those in the military that come in with the best of intentions, but once in, it's every bit their duty to look into something if their heart feels something's wrong, that it's tyrannous. Indeed, we, in my humble opinion, we're now in a state of tyranny and empire that just a continuation of, you know, the fear that Germany, Germany and Japan and the World War II, we're in a World War III in many ways. And something flashes back to mind from a past blog that I found it quite interesting. I'll just dwell on this point. I can't remember the specific blog is very recent, but Christians and Muslims together did not allow usury. And that came about slowly with those unjust stewards, basically, to charge interest and find ways. So as Osho in his book, Jesus the Mystic, writes about the Gnostic Gospel and the 23 sayings of Jesus that, you know, unfortunately the power structure buried that I think are extremely good to know. And yes, I've met people that have read that book who say, gosh, if only more people read that book or, you know, learned from what Osho has to say. It's true that, you know, as I've said, with the Jewish faith, yes, there's one God. Yes, there's people like Paul Wellstone, who was very loving, enthusiastic, caring leader, very strong, able leader, that, you know, went against the current, but yet in doing so, became very much a hero, somebody that we look back on as a great leader. And it's just a shame that, you know, where a religion, as Dane says, or a belief can be unchecked, not for its validity, but for how people misinterpret or just omit some certain things or don't check into, you know, the facts or things they can't prove. It's really unfortunate because indeed, Jesus was the light. He had the light of truth. And just as Gandhi has said, you know, truth is God. Truth to power. It's when power corrupts, it seems to be a natural state of things in modern times, even back millennia. But as I said earlier, for long periods, the human species has lived in accord and still shows examples of living in accord with the web of life and the biosphere. So just moving on, I see I got through this poem in pretty good time. I wasn't expecting to do so. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in my personal efforts. Again, as I consider this spiritual battle, you know, for life on the planet, it's so urgent, yet it's so hard to realize. But again, the frontline data, as I said in the beginning, you know, the West is super hot. The polls are breaking records. The fires out in Siberia have begun much earlier and continue to devastate. And the melting ice, you know, what's left of it, I would argue that in the North Pole, it would have been long gone if it weren't for climate engineering. So you can ice nucleate the ocean with the hundreds and thousands of gallons of chemical spray and the hundreds and thousands of gallons of jet fuel you have to use to do this. Again, when you think about it, what an insane route we're going. Yet people such as Bill Gates or Dr. Fauci or Henry Kissinger, you know, prominent, respected people in many ways, yet at the same time, what kind of answer if they're backing climate engineering or backing mandatory vaccines? As I said in the poem, please, please, if you get a chance, check out Kennedy Dershowitz debate. Just Google that or Yahoo that or Bing that, and it's Kennedy waited 15 years to get on the public stage to combat this stigma of anti-vax. Indeed, he's not anti-vax, but he's safe. He just knows the history that vax has just been, I can't begin to go on, all the injury and death unaccounted for. And yet, this trillion-dollar industry has complete immunity. There's only a payoff system like an insurance that probably is used in only 1% of all cases, because as for the many cases, how do you prove it? And many people, some I know, have had vaccine-injured children where they were fine. They got the vaccination. All of a sudden, it's either they're not talking or they once were talking, and then they become disabled and retarded. So how frustrating it is when these microscopic, this invisible power of money to create lies in an industry that, as Chuck Baldwin said, when doctors are to heal, yet they become predators. Or even with the nonprofit status of religions, ministers, priests are to heal in their sermons and spirits, but yet they become predators, as in the warring Israel, the backing of all that our taxpayer money goes into back a country that keeps the Palestinians as if in a concentration camp. It's just such a bizarre 180-degree turn of what justice is supposed to be, how we're forced, even as a representative, that they have to obey the APAC or give money or swear by it instead of renounce it, just to be accepted into the club. So, but I want to take a step that I've got some new fact sheets. I've got some new booklets. I've sold some shirts that have to friends, and the shirt has on the top stratospheric geoengineering aerosols. Stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. Pardon me, that's a mouthful. And it has, you know, a photo inscribed on the shirt looking very much what we see in the skies, two crisscross aerosol trails, not chemtrails, not contrails. And in the bottom of the shirt, it says, not contrails, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. So I've got my little projects. I need to get my sign in the yard on highway, you know, I'm right on Highway 61. So I've been working on garden and house projects, but I got to get that sign back. So next week I'll do that, or this week. And I've applied to the post office. I'm a contractor, but in applying for the post office, I believe that I can have much more inroads to spreading the spot fires of awareness of this issue of climate engineering, because it takes a group, not just a bunch of separate individuals. The strategy needs a group. It takes collective action to regain some of our individual sovereignty. So, as one said, there's been such a tremendous heist of wealth with this pandemic. So, you know, when Jeff Bezos gets $23 billion in 3 weeks of profit off this pandemic, it's we lose our sovereignty. So please pray and bless my efforts, all those who listen. I want to find the courage to get going with group action, a list of people that I can contact, an event to create, to get on the internet, do whatever I can, you know, to transmit that message, not just by a radio blog as I do, but by, you know, whatever means that are available to me. So yes, I've gone through many, many obstacles. I was doing well at libraries. They all got closed with the pandemic. Where's freedom of assembly? I was doing great with my displays, loving the time I spent, able to get out the word to many people and start a list, and boom, that was gone. But I made a big step. I'm kind of shy. I'm very introverted, maybe too much bubbling spring of a brain here thinking. But I did get a very good couple of contacts where I handed them a fact photo sheet and had a brief conversation from my heart and soul, explaining how dangerous this technology of climate engineering really is. And even though I had some hesitation, it's just such an uplift once you finally get through that step and contact these people. When in the end, when you're done, they thank you. And you even, you know, I even had surprises. This one guy I've seen for so long, nice guy, and shy me, never got to know him. I walked up to this man, and he was just grateful for that fact sheet and my brief rap about climate engineering. So, you know, as an activist said, this woman who's been in it for so long, she's with Extinction Rebellion. And again, sadly, I've dropped this group because climate engineering, there's no conversation about the climate unless there's climate engineering. But anyway, she said that, you know, we're kind of stuck in convenience, the comfort of convenience, that it freezes us. We don't want to, we know things are wrong, but we stick, it's that regret theory. We stick to our comforts for all we're worth. It's like smoking the last cigarette before the firing squad. That's kind of extreme. But She said, yeah, just take that little step and it's going to energize you. And you can spread those spot fires of awareness. So what else can I say? I don't have any notes in front of me, but let me just review a little bit about Dane Wigington in his last geoengineering watch. He hits a home run every time. I tell you, he puts together news. And here's one sample of Bill Gates. There was an interviewer, this woman pressed Mr. Gates on vaccinations. And she said, well, you know, isn't this being quick? Aren't there some dangers in the process? And, you know, you could see this human being, Bill Gates, is just another vulnerable person. But again, as I've made very clear in recent blogs, he's the mouthpiece in many ways. And there are those in the shadows that support him with, you know, but he's got the money. But this visible mouthpiece in favor of vaccinations, given the five nations that are suing him for what he's done to harm their youth. This woman that gave the interview, you could tell he was stammering and hemming and hawing because questions such as, why are we racing through this? Isn't it dangerous? And yes, the results of some of these AstraZeneca, you know, these funny named drug industry companies that have the millions and billions, you know, those healthy people that have received, that have been the guinea pigs of these vaccinations, who believe these vaccinations, that they're, you know, helping the world, they get sick, and some very badly sick. Well, what do you hear from Mr. Gates? He's minimizing that. Well, yeah, you know, nobody really, you know, they're all going to be okay. It's like, come on. There has not been a successful vaccination for a coronavirus. How about the flu? It's a guess. You know, you might get it, you might not. There are the string of doses. You know, maybe they cater to different types of flu, but they're a guess. And studies, peer-reviewed studies show time after time that our system can get compromised from these vaccines. And the military, 36% more likely to get the COVID virus, 50% more likely to get pneumonia. That is, if they've had a vaccine. So it was highly worth it to hear last Saturday's geoengineeringwatch.org. And of course, this is all tied in. To connect the dots, as Dane says time and time again, we have to realize that a power structure who's known decades ago that we're headed towards an abrupt climate shift of heat and warming that's unsustainable, unlivable. It's a syndrome. Power corrupts. It's, as Kissinger says, it's the ultimate aphrodisiac, and it's hard to imagine, you know, how our leaders, people we view as leaders, are criminally insane, that they have to separate themselves from the whole, that the unpleasant task of deciding life and death, well, if it's easy for them, that's because their heart and soul is missing. So it's easy to climb up the ladder and deceive for personal gain, or to go into public and then come back out the turnstile to milk the public trough. So I digress a little bit here, but I'll leave time, and I want to, in the next discussion, I'm thinking now just what I can discuss. That lost article, whether human nature is basically evil or not, I'll try to find it. I'll try to start with that. And if there's any questions, I'll be glad to spend a little time now. But other than that, bless you all, and I hope you enjoyed this blog. And I hope it disturbs you too, but never give up. We're powerful people when we connect, and others will.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.